ready to give your fur baby the absolute best life possible and live your very best life too? Break free from the chains of the physical, mental, and emotional challenges that can limit you and your pets to feeling stuck and struggling, and instead finally experience what you are both meant to, a life unleashed. What are some of the masks that you wear throughout your day or throughout your life? There's the mask that maybe you put on at work when you're feeling kind of crummy, but you gotta suck it up and get the job done anyway. Maybe there's the mask that you wear at home because the kiddos don't need to know about the grown-up crazy that's going on. But there's a mask that you don't even realize you're wearing. And not just at Halloween. It's not a physical mask, it's a mental one. And it hides from you the clues in your body that are trying to tell you that a breakdown is on the way. But because of that mask, you don't notice until the nightmare of that breakdown strikes and pulls the rug out from under you. And boy, when there is a breakdown, it impacts every area of your life. You're not able to go to work because you're dealing with this breakdown. You're not able to put in the kind of work that you'd like to or that you need to. And that impacts your income. And while money is not the most important thing, it sure as heck touches everything that is. That breakdown can really impact your relationships and how you're able to connect with the people that you care about. It'll even impact how you're able to feel like you're contributing to the people and the causes that matter most to you. You know, your body is constantly sending you clues that there's a challenge brewing. And it'll send them to you pretty early and pretty subtle. But most of us are wearing this mask that keeps us from seeing those signs until it bubbles over. And now we got a whole mess to clean up. Now, this mask is of your own making, but it's not your fault. You're supposed to notice only some of the environment around you, but not everything. Your very powerful mind is supposed to filter things out. Otherwise, we get what's known as sensory overload. A lot of times, sensory overload is because the brain is not filtering out nearly as much as it's supposed to. And those folks are noticing everything. But our brains are supposed to filter stuff. Now, for example, you're driving down the road, you might not pay a whole lot of attention to how many blue cars there are out on the road on your drive home today. But if you had just bought a blue car as you're driving that home for the very first time, suddenly you might notice all the other blue cars on the road on your drive home. Now, it's not that there's suddenly more blue cars out that day. It's just that now you have told your mind, hey, I think blue cars are pretty cool. That's important to me. So now your mind is going, okay, I want to show you just how good of a decision you made in getting a blue car by showing you how many other people made the same great decision you did by also getting a blue car. So I'm going to show you all the other blue cars that you might not have noticed. The same thing happens in our brain. Our brains pay attention to what we tell them is important to us through actions, not just through words and thoughts. Unfortunately, we were conditioned from a very young age to only pay attention to our bodies when they are in crisis, chaos, and confusion. When things are absolutely a mess, that's when we'll finally get around to taking care of ourselves. Because that's what we saw the people who had a big impact on us growing up, that's what we saw them do in a lot of cases. You know, walk it off. It's just a minor thing. I can deal with it. I'm fine. This isn't a big deal. Oh, well, now it's a big deal. Now we'll go take care of it. We don't notice those small hints. We only notice the big breakdowns. We've taught our minds over time and through example and through our own actions that we're not willing to take on those small early signs. We're not willing to pay attention to them and take action on them. We're only going to do something when there's a big major breakdown. The good news is that anything that we have learned, we can relearn. So you don't have to wait until crisis threatens life as you know it. You can actually retrain your mind that you're no longer going to tolerate just waiting around for a breakdown to happen, because it's gonna if you don't do anything. You can retrain your mind that you actually value you thriving at your very best. And to do that, you have to show it that you're willing to take action to take care of it long before a breakdown happens. So at first, it might look like you're taking care of your body when nothing at all is bothering you, when you don't notice anything. And this is the point where a lot of my patients that I'm working on, they'll come in and be like, I feel fine. I'm just here for a tune-up. I don't think anything's going on. I'm like, great, cool. That's the whole goal. And I start going through their tune-up. And as I'm starting to feel different muscles and different joints, my patients are going, Oh, I now notice that that's a thing now. That doesn't feel quite right. Please fix this. Because they're in that process of teaching their mind, hey, give me some of those small hints. Give me those early signs because I'm going to take care of them. We retrain our minds through action, through taking care of ourselves long before a breakdown ever happens. And as you start to do that, your very powerful mind will start trusting you more, and it'll start giving you those signs early. Because it's been doing it all along. You just haven't been noticing it. You've been wearing a mask over top of it and not seeing it. So by starting to take care of yourself long before a breakdown ever happens, that mask will start to peel away and you'll be able to reveal more of the true you, which is you at your very best. Because when you're at your very best, you can make the whole world a heck of a lot better place. If you're curious if I'm the right one to assist you in taking that excellent care of yourself long before a breakdown ever happens, reach out to me, shoot me a text message, and let's set up a time to chat, just you and me, to see if I'm the right fit for what it is that you're looking for. 636-751-3150. Start to pay attention to those subtle signs that your body is giving you that it needs some TLC. And you'll start to peel back the layers of that mask and reveal the real you, which is you at your very best. So what do you most need to know right now to help you or your pets live a life unleashed? Send your questions and suggestions for topics you'd love to learn about to dr.vicky@completewellnesscc.com or follow the link in the show notes. It's time to break free from what's holding you and your pets back and live a life unleashed.